Hopkins County is one step closer to being eligible for disaster funds due to excessive rainfall and storms after recent action from the governor. We learn more from County Judge Robert Newsom.
There's an amended proclamation by our governor, Governor Abbott, that came out yesterday, and so it's pretty exciting for us. Now, understand, we live in a great county, and we're certainly doing very, very well here, but we've had so much rain and the high winds, and when I say rain, we've had more rain than I ever remember in the history of Hopkins County the first 5 months of the year. So we have been included through our application we did last week, been included as a disaster county. Now, what it means is that we're now eligible for funds, state and federal funds. We're eligible now. There'll be other things to happen. This is just the first, and this is the second step. But we are now eligible for federal funds and state funds when as a result of all the rain and everything. It's amazing. People can talk about even the roads in the city have had such a hard time, and they're all paved. In the county, our citizens have had a very difficult time because of the rain. The water tables have come up. And then the rain comes down on top of that, and people drive on it, and it's been very, very hard on our county roads. All four precincts. It's not just any one. It's all four precincts. But anyway, the city and the county have applied together, and we're hoping to have a good result.
Now, basically, I think you're hoping that some of the effort that the county commissioners have put out, they'll be able to recoup some of the cost of, like, clearing limbs and plus, you know, the repairs on roads and stuff.
Right. It was some of that was clearing off the debris, and that's part of the request. Over time, we've had that. The roads, of course, is the big one that we filed for. There's some other things in the cities have had some things. Cumbie, Sulphur Springs, and Como are joining us in this. So we've asked for over $3.6 million. I don't know what we're going to end up getting. But if you don't ask, you don't get it. And yeah. So we have applied for over $3.6 million.
Now, there will be someone to come in and kind of evaluate the damage and make a determination on, you know, what qualifies and, I guess, what doesn't or something.
Right.
Like that.
And actually, FEMA's going to be really busy in the state of Texas. We were added to the list this week, and that will be that's a major thing for us. But there's many other counties already on the list, and so that list, I don't know if it's going to grow anymore. We're toward the end of the sign-up period, but we're in, and so somebody from FEMA will come and evaluate everything that we've claimed.
This is a big next step.
Yes.
In the
yes.
process.
We're waiting on that right now.
KSST News.